This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump is joking about his legal troubles. Campaigning in Iowa last night, he said he didn't know practically what a subpoena was in grand juries. Now, he said, I'm becoming an expert. This was just hours after announcing he'd received a target letter in the Justice Department's investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. That heat wave broiling parts of the South from the East Coast to the West is going to continue into next week, says the Weather Service. Forecasters are calling the heat in the Southwest dangerous. The AP's Jennifer King.
The short-term cause is a high-pressure dome over the western United States. Other parts of the U.S. are simmering under heat advisories with hot and humid conditions forecast from Texas to Florida. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reports that U.S. weather stations have broken more than 860 heat records in the past 7 days. Scientists say human-caused climate change and a newly formed El Nino are combining to shatter heat records worldwide, with records reported throughout Italy, France, Spain, and parts of China. I'm Jennifer King.
Some observers say North Korea is not likely to soon return an American soldier who sprinted across the border from South Korea yesterday, and now his mom is speaking out. The AP's Donna Warder.
Private Second Class Travis King bolted into North Korea Tuesday afternoon after joining a tour in a border town. The 23-year-old had spent nearly 2 months in a South Korean prison for assault and was being sent home Monday to Fort Bliss, Texas, where he could have faced additional military discipline. King was escorted as far as customs but left the airport before boarding his plane. King's mother tells ABC News that she was shocked when she heard her son had crossed into North Korea. I'm Donna Warder.
Russia targeted southern Ukraine overnight, say officials there. Drone and missile attacks. Several people injured. This is AP News. Now to China and TikTok. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Chinese live streamers have set their sights on TikTok sales to shoppers in the US and Europe, despite uncertainties over the platform's future outside of China. In China, live streaming e-commerce is forecast to reach $676 billion by the year's end. But the highly competitive live streaming market in China has led some hosts to look to Western markets to carve out niches for themselves. Live streaming e-commerce has yet to take off in the US. However, according to research and advisory firm CoreSight Research, the US market is expected to grow to $68 billion by 2026. But the opportunity is not without risks. TikTok could face US restrictions due to tensions between Beijing and Washington. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Dow gained 366 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.